afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am classic Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy. All new. How you doing, Pat?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Feeling great. We're on a roll. This show keeps getting better and better.
It does? Yeah, it is. It's good.
People are talking about it.
People are talking about it. Our wives.
Yeah, they are. They're big fans.
Our kids are talking about it.
We're getting some nice notices on the iTunes and stuff.
My parents are talking. My mom says, "What's a podcast?"
I should say, since I'm on mic now, maybe I've told you this already. My wife does listen to this show every week, and she is not forced to the way she is with Never Not Funny.
Wow.
Well, then I got to give a shout out to Elise Belknap.
Yeah.
Hey, Elise.
Thank you, Elise.
We love the new Napoleon Dynamite show.
Oh, yeah. She's working on that.
Elise works on. And
did it start to air?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. But then it was off for playoff football, and now it's back.
And that's on what network?
It's on Fox, 8:30 Sunday, right after The Simpsons.
Oh, right in the block of animated stuff.
Animation Domination.
I didn't know it was airing.
It's funny. I was not a big fan of the movie, and I think it's funny.
I liked the movie okay, and I thought, like, how's this going to work? But they captured everything that's great about the movie, and just that same kind of whimsy.
And then
whimsy.
The humor, like Mike Scully is the showrunner,
right.
The head writer, and he was a longtime Simpsons guy. He's super funny.
Well, I suggest any Republican this year vote Pedro.
Yeah, exactly. Woo, don't get me started on that.
Let's not go political.
No.
We'll do political songs sometime, though.
That's not a bad idea either. Right, we're coming up with new great ideas for songs. It's going to be great. New ideas for shows. Oh, man. I want to kiss 2012 on the lips. It's just going to get better and better.
All right.
Why don't you marry it?
I think I will. I wanted to play you a quick track here. This has been floating around the internet for a few weeks, but it's not very often that Americana, or Y'all Alternative, as it's sometimes known, meets up with hair metal. But in this case, this does exactly that. We'll just play it and see if you could guess the song or the artist.
Out on the streets, that's where we'll meet. You make the night, I always cross the line. Tighten our belts, abuse ourselves, get in our way. We'll put you on your shelf another day, some other way. We're gonna go, but then we'll see you again. I've had enough, we've had enough. Cold and vain, she said. I knew right from the beginning that you wouldn't look when I knew right from the start you'd put an arrow in my heart. Round and round with love we'll find a way, just give it time. Round and round why.
Any guesses?
I have no idea who that is.
It's, of course, Rats. Round.
Oh, I know that. I mean, look, when I was in high school, I picked up my calligraphy pen.
Yeah.
I wrote those lyrics down. I put them in a frame, and they're on the wall.
Are you serious?
To this day, they're on the wall.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That's weird. I did almost the exact same thing, but then I put mine on a shelf.
Oh, okay.
Never understood that lyric. Wait, was that a phrase? We'll put you on your shelf? That is not scary or threatening at all.
I think he means I'm done with you. Boom.
We're gonna
ooh, you're going to put me on a shelf.
So who's singing that?
That is Ryan Adams, who is back, and he's better than ever. He's off of the drugs, and he's
now,
feeling good.
Not Brian Adams.
Not Brian Adams, mind you.
A B makes it better.
Yeah. Yeah, B's make it better. No, Ryan Adams is great. One of those guys who was like insanely prolific, maybe a little too prolific, like a new double album every 3 months. Like, okay, slow it down in different groups, but Yeah, good.
He's kind of like Butch Walker all over the place.
Exactly.
With different...
Yeah, with different things. But he's cleaned up, and that's been floating around the internet. So
And I hear that new Butch Walker album, Butch Walker and the Black Widows or something, or the Spiders from Mars.
Yeah, I think it's the Black Spiders, I think.
I heard it's great.
It's good stuff. And we had some on our Facebook page last week about he's got a video where Matthew McConaughey reprises
his Wooderson.
Days and Confused
character. I watched
that
last night. It was pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Living. L-I-V-N.
Just keep
whatever
living.
Whatever he says.
Yeah,
L-I-V-I-N.
Yeah.
Thing I like about high school girls. I keep getting older. They stay the same age.
Thing I like about Butch Walker albums is there's a new one every 3 months.
Now, you're doing a character from King of the Hill, right, Matt?
Yeah.
You're doing?
That's right. Okay. I'm still stuck in animation domination mode.
I'm sorry. You were
what?
Saying?
No.
Please, no.
I was going to jump in. Are we ready to jump in?
I insist. No, I do have, last week we were a little top heavy with new business. So
okay.
I saved that for this week in honor of the Oscar nominations that came out last week. I had like a little movie related music quiz. And,
okay.
How great is it? Melissa McCarthy got nominated for Best Supporting Actress from.
You know what? It's one of the. It's bittersweet for me.
How's that?
Because it's always like, well, I wish comedy would be recognized, and then she was recognized, and she was good in it.
Uh-huh.
But I mean.
Oh, come on. That's a brilliant performance. Very brave.
She's great. But the script is great. I haven't seen the nominations.
Script got a nomination.
Okay, good.
Script got a nomination.
That's a good thing.
So no, it's bittersweet for me.
Yeah, but it's. I'd say it's mostly sweet. A little bitter.
It's kind of bitter.
A little salty. Very salty.
We got Glenn Close is playing a man. But Melissa McCarthy is kind of playing a man, too.
Manly, but very...
Did you hear the thing about
how
she based, like, when she was, like, sort of developing that character, she said she just basically was doing an impression of Guy Fieri.
Really?
Yeah. Well, okay, then give it to her.
I mean, that's awesome in itself. That's great.
I mean, she's going to win, right? She's going to win that.
Probably not. But, you know, she'll get to go and put on a pretty dress and stuff. And
that's true.
She's nice.
Do you know her?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Then I love it.
Okay, good. And her husband's cool, too. He's like a good commercial actor.
Yeah, he's in the scene with her in the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the...
On the air. He's
Jet Marshall or
yes.
whatever. Yeah. But I think it was the Onion AV Club called Guy Fieri, the human embodiment of chili fries. That covers it.
Way to go. You gave it the official pronunciation. Guy Fieri.
Fieri, exactly.
I don't give him that honor. I just say exactly. Fieri.
That's Italian for a douche bag. Okay, so I am going to tell you some bands that were whose names were inspired by the by movies in some way.
Okay.
And give me the correct answer. Okay, the first one is...
Say Ferris.
No way.
What?
That almost was on there. Say Ferris. Okay, this is... Duran Duran comes from which...
Barbarella.
Find the movie. That's
Barbarella.
Right. Barbarella. Choices were Cat Ballou and Electric Horseman. But you correctly guessed Barbarella.
Oh, you have choices for us. I'm sorry.
Pat Francis, you were on the board.
But if you know it...
If you know it, just...
If I know it, I'm just going to yell out.
Jump around. Okay, we got some Marlon Brando movies here. On the Waterfront, The Wild One, and Streetcar Named Desire. Which movie inspired the name of the group... Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
The Wild One.
Streetcar.
Is correct.
Streetcar named The Wild One.
Do you like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club?
Nah, I don't really know them.
They're kind of the American Jesus and Mary Chain. Their lead singer is the son of Michael Bean from The Call. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, The Call. Anyway.
The Walls Came Down.
Oh, Mr. Bean. Yeah, I
know.
Yeah,
Mr. Bean. Exactly. He's a terrible choice for a lead singer because
horn.
He doesn't say anything.
The Walls Came Down.
But hilarious videos.
That guy rivals Dorf in videos.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I don't know who's better, Bean or Dorf.
Terribly unfunny. Yeah.
I will go to my grave. Bean, if you don't laugh, I'm sorry, it's like America's Funniest Home Videos. If you don't laugh watching those Mr. Bean things, your soul is dead.
He's trying so hard to make you laugh, though. That's what...
I don't care. He's trying and succeeding in my case.
For me, mission accomplished.
It's terrible, but I can't not laugh when I see it.
I love that you love it. Also, in The Wild One, there's another rival gang called The Beatles. Did you know that?
Oh.
Okay, let me think
that.
What group they're.
Anyway.
Did they spell it with an A, though?
No, it was just a
two. We still playing?
Yeah. Okay. We got some Gene Wilder movies here. Stir Crazy, Silver Streak, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Veruca Salt.
Oh, it's Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
All right. Moving on to Tim Burton.
Okay.
Ed Wood, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Corpse Bride, Au Revoir, Simone.
Oh, Pee-wee.
Oh, that's Pee-wee.
Exactly.
That's Pee-wee.
I think Matt's up 3-1 on
we're
this.
We're tying on this.
So this one is...
And I have the bonus point from Safe Ferris.
Exactly, yeah. So this is going to be worth 3, though.
I think we're underrated Orange County ska band of the 90s and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly. Okay, this is Bill Murray movies, Groundhog Day, Stripes, Meatballs, the great Milwaukee emo band Dismemberment Plan.
Oh, wow.
Wait, we name the movies again?
It'd be Meatballs.
Groundhog Day, Stripes,
it'd
Meatballs.
It'd be Meatballs.
You say Meatballs?
Yeah, I say Stripes.
The correct answer is Groundhog Day.
Oh. What?
Ned Ryerson. He's trying to sell him the Dismemberment Plan.
Right. Wow, is that obscure.
Wow, that's really obscure. That's
Stephen Tobolowsky wouldn't have gotten that right.
No. Which brings us to our guest today.
Stephen Tobolowsky, come on in. Tell us a story about your horse. I love that guy. I can listen to that guy. This guy's a raconteur.
Yeah.
Me, I'm a marble mouth. That guy's got stories.
I know.
I hate this podcast now.
I do too. I have a story about going to and feeding the meter between shows.
What happened?
Well, I went down and... And they have a meter now where you can put a credit card in.
Sure.
So I slide my credit card in.
Yeah.
And it was at 45. I had 45 minutes left. Yeah. Slid my credit card in. It said, do you want to bump it up to 2 hours? Yeah. I pushed OK.
Uh-huh.
Waited. Approved.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yep.
Ray.
So now we're good. We're good to go.
Good for you. Let me make an extended version of this. unless there's any objections, does that conclude new business?
I believe so.
So adjourned. It is indeed time to play B-sides.
Oh, I thought we were going to set ourselves on fire.
No, that's right.
No, we're not going to set ourselves on fire?
No.
We're going to burn an effigy?
That's right. No. Okay. We're going to hear some B-sides, rarities, non-LP. Explain to the kids what a B-side is.
A B-side would be when I was growing up and you'd buy a 45 and you'd have the hit single. Mm-hmm. But then the B-side would be something that was either another song in the album, but... hopefully was a song not on the album, so you got an extra song.
Like an extra song, yeah.
An extra song, a B-side. Well, now it would be considered like a bonus track. Like sometimes you buy a CD, they'll release, oh, this is a special edition, it's got 3 extra songs on. If it's
a CD that came out like originally in the album era, if we're going to put it out, we're going to put a bunch of extras on there since we have some extra time.
And also when CDs first came out too, when you had albums, cassettes, and CDs, sometimes the CD... because there was more room, more time available, they would put a bonus track on that too.
And they charge a little more, so they say, charge a little right, more.
All right, here's an extra song. So that's what these are. We're going to play our favorite B-sides, rarities, or bonus tracks.
And I just want to establish, though, that there's like, these songs have a, like there was a time when they had a certain mystique. Now everything is available to everybody all the time.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, it's like the internet is one big album.
Right.
But there was a time like when you loved it, I'm like, oh, I wish there was more to this. I wish there was an extra chapter to this favorite book.
Also now CDs that Japanese imports always have bonus tracks.
Yes, exactly. That was another part of it. Yeah. So so what's an example of a good
An example for me would be, this is from 2009. This is on the Japanese import CD of the band Tinted Windows.
Oh, right.
Bonus track called New Cassette. It's great.
Wow.
It's a bonus track, and it's about cassettes.
I got this on Kasingle. I got some new cassette. Yeah, it's the best one yet. I got the others in them, okay. This one blows them all away. I heard the song on the radio. Who was it singing?
I like that song. It's as good as any of the songs on the album.
Yeah. It was on the... I bought this album on iTunes, and I think this was on the...
But it was a bonus track.
Yes.
It was on the bonus track.
You don't have to be Japanese to hear that, kids.
To me, Tinted Windows is like the... is to power pop as the darkness is to heavy metal. Like, are they... Is this a pastiche? Are they joking around? What is it? But no, I think they're serious.
Yeah, I think they're serious too.
No, of course they're serious.
So that album came out in 2009. I'm hoping we get a new release this year.
Yeah,
from them.
You think they're going back in the studio?
I think they will.
That motley crew of multi-generational weirdos.
Well, I like how I like the publicity machine you're working over there.
That NAMBLA meeting on wheels.
Just so people explain, Pat, who is
it's,
in the
it's the
James E. Ha from Ropo Smashing Pumpkins.
So we got an Asian gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We got Adam Schlesinger. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, from Fountains of Wayne. Sure.
Fountains of Wayne. We have. Is it Taylor Hanson?
Yeah.
From Hanson.
I think it's Chris Hanson.
The cute one.
I forget the singer. What is his name? Is it Taylor?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
I don't know. And then we have a 70-year-old drummer, Bunny Carlos from Cheap Trick is on drums. So that is quite a motley crew.
But a solid album.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun pop album.
Very nice.
Tinted Window, self-titled.
We're going to go back to 1994, I believe.
Ooh, that's a long way back.
This is the B-side of the CD single, or a bonus track of the CD single of My Drug Buddy by the Lemonheads, and it's called Dawn Can't Decide on Rock Solid.
I love it.
Dawn can't decide. If there should be more of the porch, she said there'll be an inside. He read the signs. Now they make it out in Lancaster just to pass the time.
Woo! Wawa be here.
Courtesy call. Left a message in Germany. Stone took the call. Even newest Tang release. Joe should have known that the live no leader would be the cause.
I love the Lemonheads so much. They were so promising and, He's still in the throes of addiction. There was this big interview with Evan Dando in New York Magazine
last
year.
Still in the throes of addiction?
Yeah, you know, he's like, get over it, you pussy. I can handle it, man. You know,
I need my drugs.
So, but boy, there was a time they were just perfection, and that ended up on the My So-Called Life soundtrack too. I don't know if you're
a
big fan of that show.
I feel like just a disclaimer is necessary here. That was not Pat and Gary going near, 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 near. That's actually part of the song.
That's part of the song.
Well, was it
swinging? Yeah. So there you go. That's like a B-side. That's something like, oh man, I love this album. It's a shame about Ray. If only there was more. And then there's more.
Cool.
There you go.
Okay, now this one. This is an old school. B-side. This is a true B-side from a 45. But this song also got a lot of play on FM radio, so you might not have even known it was a B-side. Mm-hmm. But it was the B-side. It's from Led Zeppelin. It's the B-side from Immigrant Song.
Yes.
From 1970 from Led Zeppelin 3. This is Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
Maybe the quintessential B-side.
It might be.
She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. I got a warm ball all day.
Hey, hey, what's that mean? I should do it with any, she'll ball with anyone. This is like, not a very nice woman.
He's straight balling.
He needs a new woman.
He does need a new woman.
So imagine, if you will, a time where you would walk into a record store and like, hey, do you know that song that goes about the woman who won't be true, wants the ball all the time? Yes, Led Zeppelin. Can I buy that? No.
No. Well, where can I get it?
You can't.
It's a B-side.
Just got to listen to it on the radio. Or
even when they re-released Led Zeppelin 3, they didn't throw this on the CD. This
amazing.
You can only get this on one of their box sets.
Yeah, or did it show up on Coda? I don't think so.
No, it's not. No, it's not on Coda.
Wow. The
That's and I actually think that's a better song than some of the ones that made Led Zeppelin 3, to
totally.
Be honest.
And there was a time where that Immigrant Song 7-inch, it was going for like $100. You know, people just needed to hear
that song.
But the point is, you kids today don't know how lucky you got it. That's the point.
Yeah. Goddamn kids.
I enjoy a B-side that's like the accidental hit. I've got a few of those.
Oh, okay.
And,
cool.
And here's like a big one of those from the year 1986. XTC had this great album called Skylarking, produced by Todd Rundgren. And the first single on there was something called Grass. And the things we used to do on grass.
Now, they mean like out in the soccer field.
That's the double entendre.
Okay. Outstanding in their field.
And it wasn't one of the great, it wasn't even the best song in the album, but they put a throwaway B-side on there about religion. And that turned out to be a massive hit, and it goes a little something like this.
Newt Gingrich, change the channel.
Dear God, hope you got the letter, and I pray you can make it better down here. I don't mean a big reduction in the price of beer. The people that you made in your image, see them starving on their feet, 'cause they don't get enough to eat from God. Can't believe in me.
Dear God, sorry to disturb you, but I feel that I should be loud and clear. We all need a big reduction in our mind.
I wonder where that kid is now who was singing the beginning there. He must be in his 30s.
He just got released from prison in Memphis.
Oh, no. Is that right?
Yeah. I think he's one of the
West Memphis Three?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the craziest story.
It's also a great name for a band, right?
The West Memphis Three.
Yeah.
Oh,
why don't those three guys form a band?
Yeah, that's a great
They could open for Metallica for life. Yeah. Right, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We have so many good ideas.
We totally recorded this on a different day than the last episode, you guys.
Yeah,
what?
That's right.
You're saying that I don't remember everything?
People take notes.
All right. 1985.
Yes.
Remember Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. They have an album called Southern Accents. This album is a hard one to make because it's got like had like six producers and different sessions, and Tom Petty punches the wall and smashes his hand. He's got to have surgery and screws and stuff in his
Why was he so upset?
He didn't like the mix of Rebels when he first heard
really?
It.
Really?
So for God's sake, punch with your moneymaker.
Yeah.
Also, someone knocked that hat off his head.
Hey, my top hat.
Really angry.
Yeah, he should have led with his face on that stupid mix of Rebels. He should have went face first into that one.
So Southern Accents only has 9 songs on it, but it has the B-side for Don't Come Around Here No More is a song called Trailer.
Oh.
And I hate when there's 9 songs on an album.
Yeah.
Throw Trailer on the album, make it a 10-song album.
Let's go double digits.
This is a good song, Trailer.
Graduated high school. A border trailer in the park by the side of the road. I could have had the army, I could have had the navy, and I had to go for a mobile home. Yeah, I guess I gave it up.
Love his voice on this one.
Yeah, he's flipping into his lay, 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 lay voice a little bit.
But he's doing all that Tom Petty singing that I like.
Kind of nasal and kind of, yeah.
Mobile home.
You mean that Bob Dylan singing?
Bob Dylan singing.
He's better singer than Dylan.
I love Southern Accents. Did you guys used this when we'd play it at the record store? We'd sing, "Hey, hey, hey."
Oh, I know what you're gonna do.
I was Barney
Rubble. Sure.
Down in Bedrock.
How did is that too easy? Is that why Weird Al never did that?
Maybe. Yeah. Even he has standards.
Hey, hey, hey! I was Barney Rubble. I mean, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Oh, but yeah, I like that album. It's all over the place with styles and stuff. You know, Dave Stewart produced and Robbie Robertson produced and Jimmy Iovine, but I like that album a lot.
It was like the town bike. Everyone had a ride on that. This this was one of those what do you call it iTunes exclusives.
Ooh.
When you bought the, I think it was the last Weezer album, Ratitude.
Ooh, on that has iTunes. A dog on it, right?
The jumping dog. You got this. This was a mashup. This is Weaver. This is Dennis Weaver.
I love Dennis Club. Weaver.
This is Matt. If you could bump this up to 243. This is they're
look
mashing,
at that, man.
They're mashing up a couple of songs, "Kids" by MGMT or Management, and another recent hit of the day, just to show that they're still relevant. So let's
control yourself.
Weezer dropping in some Lady Gaga. Why not? It's a B-side.
I like it.
It's a non-exclusive non-LP track. Let's do it.
I'll tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love you're running.
What is this, Fergie now?
In the casino, take your bank before I pay you. I promise this, take this hand cause I'm marvelous.
Not bluffing with his muffin, Pat.
That's pretty cool.
What kind of muffin do you like? You like a blueberry muffin? Banana nut muffin? Bran muffin?
What do I like? I think a chocolate chip muffin. Cinnamon, but that's just a cupcake, though, isn't it? A chocolate chip muffin?
Kind of is, yeah.
You start putting chocolate chips in a muffin.
Just have some cake for breakfast and call it a day.
That's right.
that's Weezer.
All right, I like it.
Solid. Thank you.
This is from 2011. This is a recent bonus track. This is from the Best Buy Only edition of the new Foo Fighters album called Wasting Light.
Huh?
This is called Better Off.
Huh.
This makes this album even extra better.
Breaking the static of life automatic. Everyone mad about you. Look like a dirty old bruise. Face like a faded tattoo. Life imitated, it's overplayed. Tired of waiting on you. What did you want me to do? Sit here and dream about. Oh no.
The only reason I can think maybe that was left off is because it sounds so much like a Foo Fighter song. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I guess so.
But I like it a lot.
Yeah, I is it addition by subtraction to leave it off? I don't
know either.
Throw it in there.
Yeah. I think I like it better than what I heard of that album.
Yeah, you need to give that album another listen.
I probably do.
Yeah, but
it's Grammy nominated.
It is.
Is anybody read that Dave Grohl book that's out, This Is a Call?
Did he write it?
No, it's a biography, and it got a nice write-up in the New York Times this weekend, but I don't know, like, he seems like such a nice guy. Like, when I read a biography, I want to hear some
Yeah, I know his story. I mean, if you watch that the Foo Fighters documentary from last year, Back and Forth, that's in his own words and the band's own words, and that's good enough for me.
I do love,
I don't want to do none of that reading.
Yeah. That makes my head hurt. Matt, why don't you go ahead and start that How Soon Is Now? This is this is like a long lead up in here. And also, I'm going to freestyle on my No Hippie Chicks rap that I do with this. Seymour Stein, president of Sire Records, said, "This is the stairway to heaven of this generation." And I would tend to agree. I don't know. It is pretty epic.
I'm the sun and the air.
Are you familiar, Pat? Have you heard this?
I don't think.
You've never heard this in your life? This is...
I think it was on the Kraft soundtrack, if that helps you.
The Kraft soundtrack.
What's the band?
I'm pretty sure it was.
It's, I was going to see if you could guess. It's The Smiths. Morrissey and The Smiths.
I might know this song.
This is like the cornerstone of alt rock. It's the stairway to heaven of alternative rock.
Do you like The Smiths better than Morrissey solo?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone does, right?
You know, there's...
Except 15-year-old Latino boys exactly. like Morrissey.
Okay. That's like exactly. kind of it's kind of like saying, do you like the Beatles or right. Paul McCartney solo?
Oh, oh, Wings.
Obviously.
Wings.
You didn't even throw Wings in there.
But this epic jam started off as the lowly B-side of William, It Was Really Nothing. Do you know that one? That's about as...
Pat, get the best of the Smiths.
Get the best of the Smiths and thank
Volumes
us later.
Volumes 1 and 2.
All right.
I'll even give them to you.
Volume 1 and 2.
Start with volume 1.
Slow down, mister.
You could take it down. I saw the Smiths on, I think it was my 18th birthday, on this Meet Us Murder tour, and Morrissey got hit with the shoe. End of concert.
Oh.
It was bad.
No one threw a hamburger up at him?
No, exactly.
He didn't have a sense of humor about that?
Yeah, if I'm getting hit with his
shoe. Surprising.
He was getting like totally bombed with like, what are those flowers he likes? Gladiolas or something? And that was fine, but as soon as the shoe came, there would be no encores. That was it. That was it. But,
Show's over.
Boy, yeah. I watched him at Glastonbury Festival on... he was not looking too good. He had a girdle on. You could do
yeah. How can a vegan be yeah, exactly. so paunched?
Well, yeah, what would you have to eat? Well, I guess you could drink soda.
Tater tots.
Yeah, I mean, you could still consume sugar, which I guess is the main culprit.
I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Hey, sugar doesn't have a face.
It's got a gut, though.
It's got a gut. It's got a face, and it looks like Pat Francis.
All right. And this isn't so much a B-side or a bonus track. This is more of a rarity on this one. Oh. This is Aerosmith. Uh-huh. It's a song called Chip Away the Stone. It was it was left off Draw the Line, which is when they were at their drug-addled worst. And that album is a rough listen, but I'm starting to like it more and more because I'm starting to do drugs. So, but this is a great song that would have made that album better. I think this is better than three or four of the songs that made the album, Chip Away the Stone. And if you want to find that, you can find it. I think there's a compilation called Gems, which is on iTunes, I'm pretty sure. And it's on their Pandora's box, the box set. So, and you can find it on iTunes, Chip Away the Stone.
That's kind of like, hey, what can I do? That got a lot of airplay.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I think there's a live version from Live Bootleg that got a lot of airplay.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what I know.
But I like that song. That's a great song.
I like that Draw the Line. I like that Al Hirschfeld drawing.
Oh, I know. That's so cool. That is waiting to be autographed.
Yeah.
I have a copy of that because it's just such a clean...
Totally.
No band logo, just them, and lots of area to write. So Aerosmith.
Come on, Aerosmith. Have you dipped into American Idol yet this year? Are you?
Like maybe 10 minutes of it the other night
when
Steven Tyler had the big purple hat on.
Yeah, yeah. That's he looks like a crazy old lady.
It's one of those shows, if I start watching it, then I'm going to be taping it and watching 5 hours of that every week. So I'm trying to avoid that. I finally got off of Biggest Loser last season. So... I'm trying to, be choosy with my crap TV.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah, I still watch those Housewives of Beverly Hills. God damn those Housewives.
It's addictive.
I know.
Oh, man. We're going to go back to 1974. Now, for this is, this may be.
I was 10 years old.
This may be the quintessential B-side of like, you know, wait, that's not the hit. This is the hit. This was a singer named Carl Douglas was recording a song called I want to give you everything. I want to give you my everything. And that was, guaranteed it's going to be a smash.
Right.
But, they had this 3-hour recording block set up, recorded that song in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. They said, we need a B-side. Does anybody have anything? Wrote, recorded two takes of the next song, trying to capitalize on the martial arts craze at the time in the
mid-70s. Enter the Dragon.
Exactly. And
Fists of Fury.
11 million copies later, it is still a classic.
You think he made any money off this?
You know, I don't know. He did write this. He didn't write the A-side. So,
oh, okay.
So he might have had a little taste of that.
I hope he didn't sign some bad publishing deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was on Pi Records. They're probably
sold 11 million.
Wow.
This is in my iTunes somewhere.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Everyone is chopping the air right now. Everyone is doing some.
Those dudes were fast.
Matt's doing some roundhouse kicks.
I'm putting my leg up over my head. But they fought with expert timing. And now I'm enjoying myself. From funky Chinatown. That's some lyrics.
But when you realize it took an hour to write, you have a lot more leeway.
Pretty good song for an hour.
From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from
the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. This could be our second offensive Asian song in a row that we can.
Well, you know, I think we're 3 weeks in a row. We played some Yoko.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's.
Then you played that thing last week, which was
Message from a Nightingale.
Offended me.
Sorry.
Although I've been listening to it night and day since then.
What say you?
All right. Well, this gentleman has many, many B-sides.
Yes.
He's got two B-sides from the river.
Wait, would you say, does he have one? Does he have two?
How many B-sides would you say?
I would have to say that the guy from New Jersey that I'm thinking about, who's not Bon Jovi, who's the boss,
right?
Bruce Springsteen.
If I had to estimate how many B-sides.
Like, how many can you think of off the top of your head?
Off
right
the top
now?
Of my head, I can think of one, two, three, four. Let me tell you something. Whenever I'd go in and write an album, I would actually write 372 songs.
Really?
And we would whittle that down to six. And then I would have to go back in and write six more. Sons of bitches. And then we would get rid of two of those.
Yeah.
And then I would pull out two from a previous album, and I'd work on those. Then I would bag the whole lot of them. And write 10 more brilliant songs.
Bruce, that seems really inefficient. Why would you do it that way?
That's because then I have a lot of B-sides.
Oh, that's what
I got. I got two B-sides from the river. Uh-huh. I got a B-side from Nebraska. I got seven B-sides from Born in the USA. I actually was going to make an album called B-Sides in the USA.
But then, Reborn in the USA.
But then Patty told me, she said, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't. But I got to play two back to back real quick. This first one is a B-side from the river. It's called Be True.
Yeah.
And again, you know, pull off Ramrod or something from the river. I love the river, but you pull Ramrod off and throw this on and see what you got here. Scrapbooks filled with pictures of all your leaving. Oh, baby, don't put my picture in there with it. Some little girl's dream that can't ever come true. That only serves to hurt and make you cry like you do. Well, baby, don't do it to me, and I won't do it to you. So that was the B-side to the very popular single Fade Away.
Right.
Which got no airplay at
also
all.
Also could have been taken off the river.
Now the next one is this was a Born in the USA B-side. I think Born in the USA is a pretty perfect album for 1985 or 84. I think it's of the time.
Yeah.
It's what you could call it the every band had their 80s sellout album.
Sure.
Maybe that's his, even though there's great songs in there. But this is a great B-side. It's the B-side of I'm Going Down, and which is about Felicio. And this is called Janie, Don't You Lose Heart.
Yeah.
You got your book, baby, with all your fears. Oh, let me, honey, and I'll catch your tears. Oh, no, no, no. I'll take your sorrow if you want me to. Don't you lose heart.
Jenny, Don't You Lose Heart. That's a good song.
That's good. Yeah, that's. I think what's so alluring about B-sides and stuff is they kind of present these alternate realities, you know, of like what might have been.
What might
you
have
know,
been, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, what if that was, you know, it, I mean, it's not like a very, it's not a strange world, but it would have been very, right. Who knows what would have happened?
Yeah.
Butterfly effect, if that would have been.
Ooh.
Maybe Reagan never would have been reelected.
Oh,
you never know.
See?
You never know.
See what you did, Janie.
Well, Pat, from that very same year, Questlove of the Roots band.
Okay.
He calls this the greatest B-side of all time.
And he's the drummer, right?
Yeah, he's the drummer.
That's crazy.
If you, Matt, if you would bump this up to like 125, I think that. This is the B-side of a little song called Let's Go Crazy, and it's called Erotic City, and it's.
This is Prince.
It's, of course, Prince. I didn't even say that. No, this is the Smiths again.
Smiths are eclectic.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this was a B-side because I know this song.
Oh, really? Yeah. From the Purple Rain era. At the record factory, we sold a lot of Let's Go Crazy picture discs.
I bet you did. And, people were going crazy for that.
Yeah, and creamy thighs. Sheena Easton on this, I believe. Is the or no? Is this? Be Apollonia.
Apollonia or Vanity?
Vanity. Who knows?
Anyone who was an inch shorter than him that, would, that he could bone.
You're in. All right. So there you go. That's all the B-sides I have to offer today.
Well,
B-sides, this little reminder to write a review on iTunes if you like the show, and also to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Play me in Scramble with Friends on on your phone. And
you know you're gonna
tell
like
all your friends.
600 people wanting to start a game with you now.
I'll do it. I can't get enough.
I haven't even downloaded that yet. I saw it. But
you're in for a treat.
I don't even know what it is. I'm going to have to find out.
It's like Boggle, right?
Yeah, it's Boggle, essentially. It's Boggle.
Well, I got one more B-side, and then I have a song to play us out.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to wrap it up.
No, don't worry. This is a B-side. Journey's, I think, biggest selling album is Escape, and no one knows that there's a B-side. B-side to Still They Ride, and this is where this is where Journey.
Why is that not common knowledge?
I don't know. Journey is gonna. When you hear this,
I was just talking about this downstairs at the 7-Eleven.
Journey, let me just read some of these lyrics because Journey's about to break into a fiesta here, like you've never heard Journey play before.
Okay.
The lyrics to this are: Born on the East Side in the Barrio Badlands, Juan Cortez walks the streets. He's a proud man. He loves a girl with eyes that sparkle like diamonds. And then it's just, but when you hear the music, this
You're sure this isn't a Robert Rodriguez film?
Wait do you hear this? Go ahead. Go ahead. This is a fiesta from Journey.
Yeah.
And my wife's going to kill me because she says I play Journey every week.
It's like Miami Sound Machine or something.
This is Journey.
Already especially bad. Even
here we go. Almost like Barry Manilow, Copacabana.
It's like Copacabana. I couldn't place it.
Yeah, what are we saying? Almost like it's exactly. Here we go, La Raza. Let's get some chorus going, though. Matt is making a face like he's dumping in his seat.
This is physically nauseating.
Where are my congas? How about that La Raza del Sol from Journey?
Que lastima.
That is a B-side, my friend, like you have never heard before.
It seems like I've heard that on the radio, too, though. B-sides used to get some play. Mm. Yeah, that is...
maybe in the Bay Area.
Maybe in the Bay Area.
That would be a good one for Puss in Boots to sing.
That would be a great one for Puss in Boots to sing. Not enough singing cats.
All right, we're gonna wrap it up. I got a play out song. Last week we played a brand new song from Van Halen, and a lot of bands that I love are coming out with new stuff. There's a new song from a new song by Bruce Springsteen.
All right,
this is coming out this I think in March. This is the first single from Wrecking Ball. This is called "We Take Care of Our Own." I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Matt Pike.
Thank you, Matt.
Bye.
I've been stumbling on